It's Valentine's and veterans, and there's a great combination there. It's pretty cool what's going on today. They have some fun, upbeat stuff at the Manchester VA, and Congressman Chris Pappas, Democrat 1st District, joins us on GMI Studios. And Congressman, you did some stuff the other day with the Boys and Girls Club, and I think you're going to be, if you're not at the VA right now, you're headed there. Tell us about it.
Well, good morning, Jack. Yeah, we're headed over to the VA a little bit later this morning. I was with the kids at the Boys and Girls Club in Manchester making Valentines that were dropping off for patients and veterans at the Manchester VA facility today, and just a way that the kids can communicate their gratitude for people who have served this country in talking with the folks at the Boys and Girls Club. Amazing how many folks had people in their families who have served, and so they understood what that service meant and just wanted to try to brighten the day of some veterans. And this week also happens to begin an effort to sort of raise awareness around veteran care. And so every year there's a week that's dedicated to veteran patients, and this is begins a national salute that helps highlight the opportunities that are available for care at VA, the work that VA does to provide health services to veterans, and also just to express gratitude to veterans and their care providers. So it's a great way to kind of celebrate the work that's going on at Manchester VA. And in addition to that, they've opened up a new urgent care center. I haven't been able to tour it, so the medical center director is going to take me through that. That's increased capacity and added some new services there for veterans right at the Manchester VA.
Well, you've been very consistent in supporting the veterans. I remember a number of years ago being in a conference room with the VA secretary nationally, and you were there. I think the only member of our delegation at the time. You've been tuned into that, so thank you. And really thank you for bringing the kids, the younger generation at the Boys and Girls Club of the state's largest city to connect with them with veterans. I think that's very important.
Oh, it's absolutely important. And, you know, the kids are terrific. They're doing well. They're showing a lot of resilience after a couple tough years. They were really excited to be able to show their gratitude to people who have served this nation. So I think it's great that that's not lost on the youngest generation.
Representative Pappas, it may be a question more for Senator Shaheen, given her Senate committee's assignments and foreign policy or armed services, and also recently visiting Ukraine, Senator Shaheen. But there is a New Hampshire, there is a close tie to this thing from the White House point of view. The National Security Advisor, someone you probably know, Jake Sullivan's from Portsmouth, and he's the National Security Advisor for the President. He was talking how imminent and how scary things are with the Ukraine situation right now, with 130,000 Russian troops sort of surrounding the smaller Ukraine. And it could start on a cyber, it could start with rockets before an invasion, but it certainly feels like things are getting quite serious in this. I'm not saying this is the week, but what should Americans or Granite Staters or people in our listening region and audience, what should they be thinking? Not just the humanitarian side of Ukraine and how many casualties there could be, and we're trying to get our people out, but how could this sort of, you know, a full-blown invasion of Ukraine, we've seen Putin, you know, flex before with Crimea, but a full-blown invasion of Ukraine, how could this sort of hit home, if you will? How could people here start noticing things? Could it be energy prices? Could it be market woes? Could it be something else? Why should people care as much as I think we should?
Well, I think it all comes down to global security and making sure that the global economy continues to function. And I think that what Putin is doing in Ukraine is a threat to all of that. He's seeking to extend his influence. He's manufacturing a crisis in Ukraine that he's going to try to use as a pretext for an invasion. And he's arrayed all the might of the Russian military all along Ukraine's borders. And we know that their military is no match for the Russian military. So what's most important right now is that the United States is standing with our allies. And I give credit to the administration for pulling our NATO allies together to present a united front against the aggression that Vladimir Putin is showing. That's critically important to help check that aggression. And I think we have to be very serious about economic sanctions on Russia should he, make any moves this week or after. We've communicated that clearly, but I think that we have to continue to work with our allies to make sure that we are putting up guardrails for Russian aggression. So, you know, this could have disastrous implications for national security, and we just can't allow Vladimir Putin to have a green light to take over new territory or to invade a sovereign country. The United States has to stand with our allies against that.
All right, Representative Pappas, and thanks again for the VA connection with the Boys and Girls Club. Make it a great Monday. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Take care.